This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour here on Auto World. We are live. Don't forget that. A lot of shows that you hear on radio stations on the weekends are taped during the week. But we are live and ready to take your calls at 855-660-4261. Via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. And in this hour, we're going to be joined by our go-to guy when it comes to lubrication with more than 25 years of experience. He is the CEO of thelubepage.com. And you can email him up as well as Dan Watson at thelubepage. And we always enjoy our visits with Dan. For those of you needing classic car insurance, I suggest you check out the offerings for just about any vehicle imaginable at Hagerty.com. You can get a quote there, too, at Hagerty. And you also, if you prefer, get a quote from a local agent who will work with Hagerty. Give your car what it deserves. Hagerty, for people who love cars. Well, I can't wait to talk to our good friend, and he is standing by on the line, ready to join us and give us the inside scoop on so many topics. I learn so much every time we have Dan Watson on the show. Dan, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I wanted to just comment, Bob, because I think it's a great service you offer there, talking about that classic car insurance. Many of my things I've done, I sold insurance at one time. And, hey, what you find out if you got one of those beauties, and you probably already know it, is that you have to get special insurance. Otherwise, you can't get them covered for the value that they're worth. In other words, if I go in and tell somebody I want to insure a car that's 20 years old and 25, 30 years old, and I don't say anything different, then it's going to probably have a stated value maybe of $500, right? And that's going nowhere. But if I go to the specialty like this Hagerty insurance you're talking about, they go, well, what is the actual stated value of the vehicle? In other words, an appraisal of some type of value from people that know. And you got some, you know, Steve McQueen Mustang sitting there that's worth $50,000. You certainly don't want to insure it for $500 value with a regular type insurance policy. So,
true.
That's a good service. You're giving that word out to people because, hey, those are beautiful cars. A lot of those, you go to one of those classic car shows and you just, at least for me, being my age, you walk around and you just, you know, salivate looking at all these beautiful Mustangs and Camaros and GTOs. I think that's one of my favorite cars. It's about a 1960, late 60s Pontiac GTO.
Yeah, sure.
Car was a muscle car, and it looks like a muscle car, like it's ready to jump out from under you if you just, you know, hit the gas. So anyway, I just came to my mind when you were talking about that because it sounds like just saying somebody's got an insurance company, but boy, it's special. And then you got one of those cars, you got to get somebody like that because you got to get the real value of that thing covered.
Absolutely.
God forbid it's in your garage and there's a fire and it gets burned up in a house fire or something and you don't have the kind of insurance on to cover its value. You're going to really be crying in your oatmeal, you know? So,
yep.
Anyway, we're back to talking about lubrication and things, but anything about cars, I know that's what the show is, Auto World, you know, radio. So it's all about anything to do with these beautiful cars, and you and I, we're products of the automobile age, and it's been a wonderful age all the way through watching these cars develop over time.
It certainly has, and even in the last 25 years, when you stop and think about all the enhancements that have gone into vehicles, it's truly mind-boggling. And I, too, am just like you when I go to the classic car shows. You know, I walk around and say, you know, when I win the lottery, I'd like one of these, and I'll take one of those.
Yeah, I can truly say that I can be envious of someone. I'm not usually envious of anybody, but I could be a little envious of Jay Leno, okay? I mean, he does have a collection that would interest me, like collections of art and other kinds of things. I say, I know it's beautiful. I know it's worth a lot of money, and it don't mean much to me, but now you get me Leno's car collection, and all of a sudden my heart's palpitating looking at all this stuff. So.
That's great. Let's talk about a subject I get a lot of questions about, and that's fuel additives. It seems like there are an awful lot out there in the marketplace. Let's talk a little bit about their effectiveness and what you recommend, Dan.
Well, it's a good question because, quite frankly, I know it will surprise our listeners, this particular topic. There's actually no certifying organization that certifies that any fuel additive does what it says it does. Doesn't exist. Same thing with oil additives. No certifying agency that you can look on there and say certified by the American Petroleum Institute that it meets the following kind of testing and has been proven. It's part of that buyer beware area of products, and so you have to really look and do your homework, and then actually, in many cases, it's your own experiment with the product to see if you see either performance improvements or things that you're looking for. Now, there are some things you can't see, like whether or not it really is cleaning carbon out of the cylinder. But in general, if you see products that have been around for a long time, for example, and I'm not hawking anybody's products here, but like the STP products have been around for, I don't know, 40, 50 years.
Sure.
And so if they were junk, they'd have been found out by now and probably gone out of business. Okay. Stanodyne, they make additives for mostly diesels, okay, but been around forever. Again, if they were all junk, they'd be found out, the rumor would get out, the sales would crash, and they'd stop making it. So you can look a little bit for the longevity of a product in the marketplace. And today, you can go on the Internet, chat rooms and places, and find out all kinds of personal experiences with these products and what they do. And so what maybe it's best for me to do for the listeners is to try to give some explanation for what these additives are really trying to accomplish and what they can accomplish and sometimes what is not chemically possible to take place. There's, you know, it's kind of like saying that I'm going to go out here in the front yard and I'm going to do a rain dance and 10 minutes later the rain's going to come down, you know. If it rains after I did it, it's just coincidence. I was not the right guy that brought the rain. Okay, so that's the difference. Some of these will be all hype and advertisement, and they really don't do much. And some will be claiming to do things they can't. It's impossible to do. Now, I know we're coming up on a break, so I'll get into the technicalities, I can say that word, of these things afterwards. I'll just give a quick example. There are many ethanol additives. But if you hear somebody sell you an ethanol additive that they claim does away with ethanol and restores the octane value of your engine by removing the ethanol, that's not chemically possible. So that's just flat out made up. Let's just call it what it is. Just a lie. It's a fabricated lie. You can't do that. Now, you can get some additives for ethanol that will do many things you want it to, but it can't chemically remove the ethanol.
Very good to know. More about fuel additives, and we'll take your calls, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty for people who love cars.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving Cadillac there?
We're back with Dan Watson, CEO of TheLoopPage.com. And every time Dan is with us, we learn something. And right now we're talking about fuel additives, and I was shocked to hear what Dan had to say just a few moments ago, and that there is no regulatory agency looking over some of these products. And I'm even aware of a couple that have come in from Russia, and you don't know what you're getting at all.
No, you don't. And here's a couple of things to keep in mind. You can use an octane pain additive. Okay? Now, most of our listeners need a quick brief on that. Octane rating of gasoline, what is it? What does it mean? Okay? The higher the number of the octane rating, the less explosive the gasoline air mixture will be in the cylinder. Gosh, what is that all about? Well, here's the thing. When I have that piston come up and it compresses that fuel air mixture in the top of the cylinder, valves are closed, we're ready for that spark plug to ignite it, okay? That spark comes out of the spark plug and it's going to ignite that fuel and oxygen mixture into what could be called an explosion, but that's not what it's intended to be. It's intended to be a burn. Different. An explosion would detonate and the entire energy in the mixture would go in a, let's just say a microsecond or a millisecond, very fast, just boom, that's it. Pressure's built, got a pulse of pressure, piston starts heading down. As the piston expands the volume as it's going down, the pressure would gradient would just drop off rapidly, okay? Now, if I can get my fuel to start its burn and to be expanding for some period of time, just not instantaneously going off or detonating, but actually have an expanding gas mixture, then as the piston goes down, the expansion of the gas that is being formed by the burn will push against the piston almost all the way down as it expands the area because my gas ball is still expanding as it burns. Difference between detonation, boom, pressure surge, bang, it's gone when the piston starts down. A nice burn, it starts burning, it's expanding in pressure, piston's going down, it's still expanding in pressure, it has to overcome the larger volume of the area that the piston's creating, it forces pressure all the way down to the bottom, it's finally done, the piston starts back up, the exhaust valve opens, out goes the exhaust, okay? So, in a gasoline engine, if I have higher octane, it means I can have higher compression. Because I will not, higher compression can cause detonation of poor octane fuel, even worse than normal. So, Bob, you remember when they had a lot of cars back in the 60s and 70s that you had to run high test gasoline or high octane rated gasoline because Yes. They were higher compression. They were not 8.5 to 1, they were 9.5, 10, or 11 to 1 compression, and you had to run higher octane fuel. Okay. So, what I'm trying to establish here is that octane is a rate of how slow you can get the mixture to burn, not whether it will detonate, because we're going to set it off with that spark. That spark's going to set it off. So how is it going to respond after it ignites? Is it going to be one bang detonation, or is it going to be a nice burn that produces pressure? So we want the burn. So the higher the octane in that situation, the better. Now, what is also important to remember is, you know, without getting into the weeds of how cars operate, but timing is incredibly important to match octane. Modern cars actually run lower octane fuel, like 87, where in the past, about the lowest we went to was 89 years ago, but now we're down at 87. But your timing of the vehicle and your computer-generated timing is set to match with that 87 octane. And the strange thing is that in some cases, you will not see any real improvement when you go to a high octane fuel because the vehicle timing is not really adjusted for the higher octane fuel, so you just lose the efficiency. It's just not there because of the timing. So that's just a word of warning or to the wise that when you try to run premium fuel in a vehicle that's computer and everything is timed and set up for lower octane, you don't get the performance you might be expected that you used to get if you went to a high octane and a carbureted timed engine, you know, the carburetor and regular points and plugs and things that we grew up with, that you could make a difference in by going to higher octane. But if you go to a car that today that's all set up to run an 87 octane and the computer is working right, you won't see, you might even see decreased fuel economy by going to a higher octane fuel. The problem is that it's all in the timing, and that car has been set, it's programmed to run a certain way. In fact, they even expect to hear a certain knock in the engine. We don't audibly hear it, but it's set up with what they call a knock sensor. And that knock sensor means that you're running right where it's supposed to be to get the right knock for the right octane for the right timing. And if it doesn't get that correct knock, it'll keep adjusting the timing to get there. So what it'll do is adjust the timing to overcome the higher octane fuel to get the knock so that it thinks it's running where it's supposed to be running. So just, it's, if your car says run 87 octane, fine. Run 87, maybe run 89. If you start going up into 91, 93 octane type thing, you're probably wasting a lot of money that you're just fighting against yourself. Now, back to the additives, though. An octane additive, okay? What would I do with an octane additive? Well, if I had a vehicle that truly has a high-compression vehicle and needs to run on a higher octane fuel, then a lot of times it's hard for me to get really much better than about 91 octane out here in the marketplace. I might find a 93, but let's say that I really, this engine would run better on 96, 97 octane, something like that. Well, if I get an octane additive and it says it'll raise the octane by 3 or 4 points, and I'm buying a 91 octane fuel and I raise it by 4 points and I'm at 95. So maybe I've accomplished my goal. But buying octane additives for regular 87 octane designed computer controlled cars is putting money in somebody's pocket, but it's not gaining you much. So that's the first caution. Now, ask the guys that drive the weekend racers on the round tracks, okay? They go buy racing fuel, which is 100 octane, okay? And the idea is they've got these engines that are, that's what they're designed to run on. They're timed up to run and get the best they can with the highest octane fuel and really do a trick, but not your common everyday car. So sometimes you can buy an octane additive for motorcycles and get a little wear, a little bit of performance improvement. So when we come back, we'll finish up on octane and maybe talk about diesel cetane ratings.
That sounds great. More with Watson, CEO of TheLoopPage.com. It's Dan Watson at TheLoopPage.com. That's the best email. Or Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Negus set in the face? That story is true. I'm here to say
along with our lubrication specialist. Imagine 25 years of special training in all aspects of lubrication. And before that, he worked in the airline industry as well as in the United States Navy, where he was one of the folks taking care of the nuclear submarine. If you have a question, we'll bump you to the top of the list, 855-660-4261. Let's go to an email that came in during the week. Listening on WCFO in Atlanta. We had a question here, Tom, from Terry in Atlanta. Please explain two cycle motor oils mixing ratios. Why are they different for so many applications? You can tackle that one or finish up the additives, Mike.
Well, let's tackle that question. I was going to get to our questions, and then we'll come back and finish up a couple things on the additive. Two-cycle oil mixing ratios, great question. People don't really understand exactly what it means, but first let's just state that if I have a 50-to-1 mix ratio, that means if I had 50 gallons of gasoline, I would have 1 gallon of oil. That's a 50-to-1 ratio, the amount of gas to the amount of oil. So 50-to-1 is 50 gallons of gas to 1 gallon of oil. 50 ounces of gas to 1 ounce of oil. That's a 50-to-1 mixture. If I had a 100-to-1 mixture, it would be 100 gallons of gasoline to 1 gallon of oil. So it's not really a complicated thing. You just have to know what we're talking about in the ratio. Gasoline to lubricant is what we're talking about. So any of these mixtures. Now, the guy is right in wondering why there's so many different numbers. You can buy equipment that says use a mixed ratio of 32 to 1. You can buy another thing that says you need to use a mixed ratio of 40 to 1. Then you can buy another one that says 50 to 1. Here's the inside story on this. The manufacturer does testing to determine with the standard rated petroleum-based two-cycle oil what it would take to make sure their engine is protected from wear with that mixture. Now, for the listeners, most of you understand it, but two-cycle oil is really strange in the world of lubrication because if I have in your car, if you end up with 5, 6, 8% fuel, gasoline, in the crankcase oil, that's a condemnation limit. So now you got to drain it all out and get rid of it because you got all this gas mixed in your oil. In two-cycle oil, I take gasoline and I pour oil into the gasoline to create a lubricating mixture. So it's almost counterintuitive. What in the world am I doing trying to mix gasoline and oil to have a lubricating product? If I couldn't do that over in the car, why can't I do that in this two-stroke engine? Well, it's because it is a two-stroke engine, and it's mechanically different than the four-stroke engine in your car. And in this particular case, the only way you can get the lubricant to all the moving parts is to bring it in with the fuel, because the way the two-stroke engine works, you bring the fuel-air mixture in, and it's going to come in and coat a bunch of stuff. And then it's going to have a combustion process, but it's virtually impossible to separate the combustion process from the lubrication where you would need to lubricate the engine. So you end up with the lubrication and the gas being mixed in these particular engines, and so you have to formulate an oil that is really designed to deal with being mixed in fuel, and that's totally different than your regular oil, automotive oil. So when these things started out, I mean, years and years ago, you actually ran, if you can believe this, mixtures that were 8 to 1 or 16 to 1. In other words,
wow,
8 gallons of gas and 1 gallon of oil. Now, let me tell you, those in some of those applications, what you really had was the operator of the equipment, whatever it was, had to wear air breathing protection because the smoke was so bad that he probably couldn't see what his chainsaw was cutting, or if he was on a boat, he had to go fast so all the smoke behind him so he could stay out in front of it. It'd just be a smoking mess. So they kept working at it and settled in on 32 to 1 for a long time. But all they were doing early on was taking 40-weight motor oil and mixing it in the fuel. And, of course, you had to mix a whole lot of that because it wasn't really designed to do the job you're putting it into. And you were just over-oiling, so to speak, hoping to protect everything because there wasn't another alternative at the time. So they started developing real two-stroke oil, which is different because it uses different types of additives and base-level oils in order to get something that can survive being mixed in gasoline. And it's a pretty sophisticated process to finally develop a good quality two-stroke engine oil. Now, in the past 30 years, well, it's now proposed to 40 for AMSOIL, but synthetic two-stroke engine oil is the difference of night and day in the protection it provides for two-stroke engines. If I could just amplify to our listeners to understand that it's like a breakthrough, just a significant breakthrough in the ability to use two-stroke lubricating oils was the addition of synthetic oils into that formula, that market. It's a breakthrough. And what you find today is that virtually all sophisticated two-stroke engine manufacturers recommend some type of full synthetic or semi-synthetic, but they're looking for synthetic in these engines because the ability to do this crazy thing of putting lubricant and mixing it with gasoline and then having good results. It's so much enhanced when you use the right synthetic additive, if you will, synthetic base stock to do this. Now, there's different types and different things, and I will just say this, that this is one of those in the AMSOIL synthetic world where they make high-performance marine, it's called HPM, high-performance marine injector oil, and this oil is of such a high quality that it exceeds the qualification requirements for Evinrude's incredible E-Tech outboard motors. And they have a setting on that engine. If you're going to run their synthetic or AMSOIL synthetic, you set it to one setting. If you're going to run petroleum, you set it to the other setting. Now, what they tell you is when you run petroleum and you set it to the other setting, you now have violated all of their air quality control parameters that they work to meet to satisfy the California Air Resources Board, the CARB board in California, which is the toughest air control. And when you go back to petroleum, which would be cheaper, they also tell you that you're going to require their maintenance schedule to be moved up to one quarter of the time it would have been if you ran the high-performance synthetic that they recommend. So they're telling you right off the bat, don't run petroleum in this engine. It's not really designed for it. So I know that two-stroke answer gets long, but it's important. So we'll finish up on those additives when we come back.
Straight ahead, more with Dan Watson from the Lube Page. We're learning all kinds of things here on Auto World, so don't go away. We're coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two. Get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
When we come back on the other side, so many questions, so little time for Dan Watson from the Lou page. But, Dan, you're doing a great job explaining these additives. I had no idea that they were ungoverned and didn't realize the threat that so many people have put these products into their engines. I'm sure causing early wear and much more.
Well, one thing, probably 9 out of 10 times the worst thing that happens with the additive is you wasted your money. It doesn't do much in your fuel system. Now, there are some cleaners. You can buy actual fuel system cleaners, and some will work. In fact, if you can see on the bottle, if it ever says that it's made from some type of ester, then it's probably going to do some cleaning. And so I say on those, you just have to go and check closely and make sure that you get something that is going to do the cleaning you need. See, we've got these multi-port fuel-injected engines, okay, and we've got throttle-body injected engines, and a regular good fuel cleaner, there's one made by Enzo called Performance Improver. It's one in this line. It'll really clean those tips of those fuel injectors, and it'll also clean quite a bit of carbon off the top of the piston and keep some things clean. That's one thing some additives can do. However, we got some new problems. They're called direct injected engines. These are powerful engines, and you'll see them. They're called the EcoBoost engines, and they're direct injected. In other words, for the listeners, they put an injector right in the cylinder, just like diesels do, and instead of injecting the fuel into the airstream as it comes in through the intake valve, they're directing that injector to put it in right into the cylinder. It's got to be timed. It's got to go in right when it's supposed to. That's all good. It makes a very powerful engine. It really does. Problem is, it creates a problem for fuel additive cleaners. Because one of the problems you have in these gasoline engines is they begin to build up some carbon waste or deposit on the seat of the valve, the intake valve. And when we could send this cleaner in and it came in the airstream, it could clean that carbon and build up on the seat of that intake valve. But if you don't bring any cleaner in through the airstream that comes in across that intake valve, there's nothing to clean it. And if my fuel is coming out of an injector, I can keep the tip of the injector clean with an additive, and I can clean some carbon off the top of the piston, but I can't clean the backside of that intake valve. And so it's actually a point at which, in a number of these type engines, they have somewhere around 100,000 miles, they have a recommended factory cleaning procedure that you take your vehicle into the dealership and, I don't know, I'll just randomly say it's around $200 for the service. and they'll get it completely clean and restored to its, you know, new factory condition, and then you can go another, say, I don't know, 7,500,000 miles before it builds up and becomes a problem again. But if anybody tries to sell you a fuel additive to clean your valves or clean your intake valve for a direct injected engine, then they're singing you a story, because it won't do it. It can't do it. It never comes in contact with the backside of the valve. So these are things that you have to be aware of. I would never even hesitate to buy one of these direct injected engines. They make more power, if you will, per pound of engine than the standard engines, and looks like they're going to be around for a long time. But it's just one of those things that you're going to have to live with. That thing's going to have to be cleaned at some point, and I'm sure the aftermarket guys like the shops and so forth are going to get the same machinery and stuff to clean those that they have at the dealership, and you'll be able to find at your local garage somewhere or something that they'll be doing it. Maybe they'll give you a better price in the dealership. I don't know. But that's a place where an additive can't do the job for you. Now, you got a regular multi-port fuel injected, or you got a carbureted or a throttle body engine, mm-hmm. that AMSOIL PI will clean the system. It'll clean the fuel injector. It'll clean the piston. It'll keep the spark plug pristine. It'll do all that. But you can't clean the backside of the intake valve in a direct injective engine. So that's just to let everybody know that for sure out there. If you've got one, be prepared for it. Now, those additives in some, you will find in some places, lead substitute additives. I mean, you're familiar with those because you go back to those vehicles that were made in the 60s and so forth, and many of them required the gasoline that had a lead additive in it to prevent valve wear, okay? And so you can find additives that are substitutes for lead, because lead is not allowed, okay? It can get in the atmosphere, it's not allowed. But there are substitute products for it. So if you got one of those cars and you see one of those additives, just check it out online and make sure that it's, you know, got a good reputation. But you may want to buy some of that for your older vehicles that required that lubrication from a lead-based fuel additive they used in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So those kind of things you might find. But in general, you can get good fuel additives to clean. You can get octane boost that works, but most of the time you can't use it. Unless you've got a particular situation. If it's a regular car, you're kind of wasting your money. And then you can also get the lead substitute, and sometimes you can buy a thing, they used to call it an upper cylinder lubricant. It's a little bit of a lubricating type product that they put in. Are those effective? They could be, but you got to be careful what you buy, because the wrong thing might actually poison your catalytic converter, okay? So you got to be careful on that. Those things aren't cheap to replace. I can tell you that. I've had to replace them before, the catalytic converters. So you just need to be careful. Do your research. Don't buy additives off the cuff thinking that they must all be okay or they wouldn't be on the shelf, because they're not governed. They can go on the shelf until somebody sues to take them off the shelf. And so you don't want to be the one that has to join the class action suit because the stuff was garbage and it messed up your catalytic converter or did some other kind of problem for you because you were under the misunderstanding that those things couldn't go on the shelf unless they were certified by somebody, because nobody certifies them. It's buyer beware. I think they call that laissez-faire in the world of economics, buyer beware. And so you have to do your homework. There are some good ones, and they can accomplish some things for you. Just make sure that you're going to buy that additive to do the specific job you want it to do, and that it has the proven ability to do what you want it to do. And back to that ethanol for a minute. Oh, my goodness. I've heard so many people say, buy this additive and get rid of the ethanol in your tank. No, what you buy the additive for is so that the ethanol will not come out of solution and laminate in the tank. And also, you buy the additive so that you can clean up after ethanol a little bit, because ethanol tends to cause more corrosion and also can leave some gumming characteristics if it's not run on a regular basis. Now, if you're buying fuel every week and running it out, just put up with whatever the effect of ethanol is, because there isn't going to be much effect. You don't have it in the tank long enough for it to delaminate and become separated into layers of ethanol, water, and fuel. That's not going to happen. It might happen in your boat. Not going to happen in your car if it's an everyday driver. And you cannot get rid of the volume of ethanol that's in the tank. So, yes, listen to this. Ethanol reduces your, I use the term energy density. In other words, how many BTUs per pound mass is in that fluid. It reduces it by as much as 30%. 30%, meaning I put this, if I took a volume of 1 gallon of ethanol and compared it to 1 gallon of regular gasoline, the ethanol would have 30% less energy in it available than the gallon of gasoline. So if you wanted to drive that
amazing
motor for the same distance, right, you'd have to use 1.3 gallons of ethanol to go the same distance that you went with 1 gallon of gasoline.
Oh, that's so tremendous.
So it decreases the power of your gasoline, and it makes your car less powerful on that fuel. Now, all the new cars are designed to run on it, so it's not that it's not going to run. But recognize, I filled up with regular fuel in my Suburban, and I took a trip, and when I did, I ended up with 3 miles per gallon better fuel economy running standard gasoline than running ethanol mixture.
Wow.
So we're stuck with it until somebody figures out that we just shouldn't be going down that road. But it's all in politics, Bob. Never going to happen. Forget it. Politics happens. So, hey, listen, I hope it's been some help to some of our listeners on these things, fuel additives in particular.
That's right. Dan Watson at theloopage.com, Bob at Auto World Radio, and theloopage.com. Check them out.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.